Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Cock. K-O-C-H. Koch?
I'm pretty sure it's not what you said.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's how, like, the former closer used to, for the A's used to pronounce it, Billy Cock.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Rankin County. It's located on the former Gulf Mobile and Ohio Railroad.
I know a few of those.
Yeah.
In Rankin County.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. This is grilling season. We're a month away from the 4th of July. This is the time everybody's firing up the grills. Nobody's ever been mad when they showed up at the cookout and you said you were making them a steak. Just as simple as that. And if you don't want to cook this weekend, you don't have to. We got steak houses and burger joints up and down this great state of ours. I'll be hitting up one of my favorite ones this weekend. So I'm going to be in Hattiesburg, so you guys know where I'm going.
Ed's Burgers.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. You are looking for new gear, and College Corner wants to help you save a little money on it. Let's talk to our friends over there today. With the hiring of Brian O'Connor, you're going to use promo code OAK, O-A-K, to save 20% off. That's site-wide at collegecornerstore.com. Or at either of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. And if any Ole Miss fans want to save a little money in Oxford, you go right ahead. You need something to make you feel a little better. I get it. I understand. OAK, O-A-K, is the promo code to save 20% off in-store or online at College Corner. I was going to take Robbie to lunch at Restaurant Tyler.
He really was.
We got to Restaurant Tyler. That was the plan. We were there. We ate lunch, but Big Daddy and Juju showed up, and they picked up the tap. So I owe you another lunch.
It was just
divine. I know what I can do.
It was divine intervention.
When Big Daddy speaks, I listen.
So he picked it up. Intervention.
Whatever.
I sat down, and my mom said, we were in Starkville. We'd like to go to Restaurant Tyler if you're in Starkville. And I said, come on.
Yeah. So we had a lovely lunch. As it always is with Mama and Daddy Falk.
I really do usually try to pay whenever we go out to eat with them because
you can't
repay back everything they've done, but I try to knock it off. And every time my dad
adds to your tab.
Yep.
So your dad, so I owe you another lunch. We have to go back to Restaurant Tyler.
That's correct.
I know you're really sad about that.
Oh no.
Devastated.
Yeah. So got to see we saw Ty Timms up there too. So he might have to go to
Two Brothers next.
We'll figure it out. If you want to have a great lunch like Robbie and I just did, you know where to go. You go to Red Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but most importantly, how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever. You need questions. You have questions about your money. You need answers. You need them on your schedule, not somebody else's. You need a banker that knows you as well as they know your money. You don't want to just be a number at your bank. You want to be a name and a person and somebody they know. You need a bank that provides a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I wonder how close the nearest Priority One Bank is to Koch.
Thank you for changing the destination pronunciation.
I'm pretty sure it's. I don't know how it is.
I imagine it's probably closer to that.
Okay.
I appreciate you doing
that. No problem. No problem. So, all right, it's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Real quick, you got that hat you got over
I
there?
do.
Shout out to our guy, Jace Caldwell. Look at these sweet hats he got us from Paul Davis. This is everything a man wants in a hat. It is
I'm
a
gonna try that.
snapback. It is a trucker hat. It's a rope hat, and it's a patch hat. It's like he made the ultimate hat, and there it is. Really cool hat. We appreciate you. Those are sweet, yeah.
Good ass.
So thank you, Jace, for that. And of course, we actually have a Paul Davis related rumblings question a little later in the show. But for now, I will tell you that if you have any kind of storm, fire, mold, or water damage in your home, you need to call our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. Fast professional service to restore your home and business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or if you're in Tupelo, call our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in. Of course, I don't know. He's second today. Jeremy Russell gets the first question. Just wants the dates and times for the Oxford Super Regional. It's the same day as the Hattiesburg Super Regional, I
It
believe.
is. They're
Yeah.
both playing at the same time.
Okay. I don't have those in front of me, but we will get those to you. We'll effort that and get that to you by the end of the
From a
show.
Mississippi State standpoint, it was almost,
If LSU had
if you're
gone
a
out.
big Mississippi State fan, it was almost the perfect 24
If
hours.
LSU had gone out.
If LSU would have gone out, if State fans would have not known what to do with themselves, you have Brian O'Connor hired after State loses a season, and that you could have possibly followed that up with Ole Miss losing to Murray State, Southern Miss losing to Miami, and LSU losing to Little Rock. This place would have been in euphoria. It would have been nuts, but couldn't complete the trifecta. But it was still a good night if you're a State person
Yeah,
that was hate watching.
and there were
That
many of them.
was that. By the way, that was a very wild game that I did not. Both of those things I did not predict. I did not
Yeah.
predict it had it gone as it was going for Ole Miss to get throttled in that game, and I did not predict when things were going really south for Murray State that they'd somehow corral it
And when it got
and
to
get the final
12-11,
five
it's
out.
like, man, 13-12 is going to hurt, but
They
they
got the final five outs. I'm like, and the guy could not throw a strike, and when he did throw a strike, they were just hammering it, and he struck out Judd Udermark twice.
Yeah.
It was like the craziest thing, and then he gets a completely like clean ninth inning. It was very weird. It was really cool though for that Murray State team, and I saw Josh Brunner out there. He used to be an SID here at
Yeah.
Mississippi State. He's actually a like assistant athletic
Yeah.
director there. Saw him on the field. Really happy for him. That was a really cool moment. I'm
Colton
not one
Watt.
of those people that's like cheering for the SEC. I would be okay if they all lost. That's just me.
I hear you.
I am pulling for the Murray States and the Little Rocks and those
Yeah.
kind of people to win these games. I
It's
just
more fun that way. All right, Colton Watson, from your knowledge behind the scenes, describe the difference between State's financial situation athletic-wise in 2022 when Cohen left and now. It's like having a job and not.
And in fairness, it is like a completely different.
It's a different era, but John Cohen had
He
no
wasn't prepared at all.
preparation and he had no desire to get NIL going in the direction it wanted to.
And
He
Coben
was going
just
to
was
play the
not a
poor
very
mouth card
he
as
was
long as he could.
it just didn't seem like he was a very good fundraiser.
No, didn't care about that.
Like they were like a lot of these facilities they were spending their own money on, like the revenue they were generating or the rainy day funds, what they used to call it. They were
Yeah.
spending a lot of that. The fundraising that's happening now is paying for facilities, is paying for NIL. It just seems like Zach Selman is just a better fundraiser
Yeah.
in that regard. And State's just they're not where they want to be, but they're starting to kind of move in that direction.
Brian O'Connor is the third baseball coach to ever be pulled directly from the school he won a title with, and the first ever in a power conference. Can you think of any similar hires in any other sport? Not really pulled from it, but Saban to Alabama. I mean, it sounds funny, but Saban to Alabama is on the
Yeah.
list.
But he didn't go from LSU to
He didn't go.
Bama.
Yeah, he was in the NFL.
My comparison is, and Ben Portnoy said the same one I had, is Brian Kelly to LSU.
That's a good one.
Because
Kelly doesn't have a
LSU is a
national title,
better
though.
LSU, it, and exactly. This there is nothing to compare, I don't
There's
think.
one,
In
but
football.
it's not even a power. But he wasn't at a power school. But he was in baseball. Cal State Fullerton used to be a power. Augie Garrido going from Fullerton to Texas
Okay.
is the only one. The other one I thought was close was Ron Polk going to Georgia. But Polk was retired here. He
He
was
was
not
retired.
coaching. So I don't know if
Didn't
you want
count.
to count that or not.
It is it it has
It's a rare
it
hire.
has a case to be one of the most unprecedented hires in college baseball history.
Agree.
It, when you think about, the landscape of it, because, back in the day, if you went from one school to the other, it just was not all that uncommon. It's become a lot more uncommon to go from one power four to another power four. We saw Jay Johnson did it. That was a We talked about that being some comparisons there, but this was an even bigger hire to me because you pulled somebody that has been a coach at one place for 22 years that has turned down LSU, A&M. Other schools have tried to come get this guy recently, and he turned them down. And you pulled that guy who has a national championship and played for another. It's one of the most unprecedented hires in college baseball history. It is the most impressive hire by Mississippi State sports ever. And the closest thing to it from a resume standpoint would be Jackie Sherrill, who was unemployed when you hired him. So you didn't pull him from a sitting Power Five job at the time. So it's a very impressive hire for Mississippi State, kind of a flex your muscles thing. And the thing that makes it so special is Mississippi State has never been able to do something like this, where
Right.
they could just say they just went to another school and just kind of bullied them around and went and took their coach. Like, it just, unless you went down to a lower level, that has not happened at Mississippi State. So it's like a lot of people just don't know what to do. Like, that they can't really look at this and say this is real. I mean, State has devastated Virginia's baseball program. They took the only
Yeah.
guy that's been successful, pulled every single member of his staff except for one guy, and they have 20 people in the transfer portal right now. The
I'm just
whole team
picturing,
is destroyed.
I'm picturing Dickinson like that Fresh Prince meme where he's just like in the living room and
Yeah.
all furniture goes, just looking around. That's where he is
I mean,
right
he's the only guy that wasn't get, I mean,
now.
you took their entire coaching staff for the most part,
Their whole
and
roster is in the portal.
now you're going to take, I believe, several of their best players. It's been a completely devastating 24 hours
Yeah.
for Virginia.
Is Mississippi State the most heavily invested university when it comes to baseball? I mean, there's no way of truly knowing, but let's just say, I mean, it's a short list ahead of them if it.
From a standpoint of like considering what you have in your athletic department from a financial standpoint, I would say yes. State probably devotes more money than anybody else comparative to what the money that they're generating. Like LSU probably, LSU, Tennessee, Texas, they probably devote as much, if not more. Arkansas is up there. Mississippi State probably devotes more, but percentages wise, than just about anybody at this point.
Nathan Kelly asked us in the classic movie Billy Madison, am I the only one who found it weird that Eric spent the whole movie scheming against Billy, pulled a gun on him and Mrs. Vaughn, yet still showed up and attended Billy's graduation on crutches like nothing happened? I
That
mean,
was strange.
it's a little strange.
Ha ha ha. Pull that gun up. And
It's
I'm
pretty
glad I
good.
called that guy.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, he kind of lost it there in the end.
He did.
He was about to shoot Billy.
Yeah.
And thank God for Steve Buscemi coming in and
Yeah.
hitting him in the what, did he shoot him in the butt?
Yeah. All right. Ben
Whatever
Wadsworth
bullet thing
asks, he
blob.
wants us to rank our rumblings intros. Ryan Reynolds, the actor? Big
Big
Worm?
worm?
Or Double A, the enforcer? Plus, any others? Do we have anybody else that we have a special intro for?
No.
I always make a point to say our friend Brian McDuff because one time I didn't say our friend Brian McDuff and he got mad at me.
I do miss the bearded man with a fish.
Yeah. I'm gonna rank them. Big Worm is number
Big Worm
one.
is number one.
I say Ryan Reynolds, the actor, is two, and Double A, the enforcer, is three.
What was another one? We used to have another one too, didn't
Did
we?
we?
I feel like we did, but I can't remember.
Well, maybe we'll get to it. Maybe they asked a question today. We'll see. Well, whenever Dalton Lee asked a question, we're like, oh, here we go.
There's always some special
Yeah.
story coming from Dalton Lee.
Working for the weekend. What is the correct way to eat a Nutty Buddy? Peel each layer or jump right in? I say jump right in. It's a peanut. Everything flavored is peanut butter. It's not like you're getting chocolate and cream with an Oreo. It's not like there's different flavors there. It's all peanut butter.
The thing about the Nutty Buddy is I want to savor it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my favorite. Would you call it a candy bar?
No, it's a cookie.
It's a cookie.
Yeah.
It's a little Debbie.
No.
Nutty
Wait a
Buddy?
minute. Are we?
Nutty Buddy is the
No.
sticks, isn't
No,
it?
no, no, no. Those are. No. He's talking about Nutty Buddies, the peanut butter cookies that look like peanuts.
I thought it was Nutter Butter.
That is a Nutter Butter. A
Yeah,
Nutty Buddy is
Nutty Buddy
different.
is the two sticks. They're chocolate and
I think he's
crisp.
talking about a Nutter Butter here.
No. It's got
It
layers.
does
So
have
it's got
what?
the crispy
I don't eat
inside.
Nutty Buddies. I don't like Nutty
Oh, they're
Buddies.
so good.
Okay.
It's a crispy inside, a wafer. It's like
Yeah.
a wafer. Is that what it's called?
Wafer. Yeah.
Waffle.
Not
Waffle.
wafer.
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 Waffle. Woofer. Woofer. Woofer.
Koch.
I'm just glad you switched up. You went straight in. Like, that was very aggressive how you said that.
Yeah.
When you started the
I'm
show,
gonna see how it goes.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Some 7-year-old kid's like, what did he say?
So every now and then I peel it apart
I gotta
because I
know
like
for
to.
sure, is this guy talking about a Nutty Buddy or a Nutter Butter?
It's absolutely. He's talking about the layer.
I need to let me
It's not
do
a cook. The Nutter Butter.
is a
The,
cookie. It's
there,
like an
the,
Oreo.
there's no real layers to that.
Well,
The one.
it's a sandwich cookie. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
I have okay, I've seen these. I have never seen anybody peel a Nutty Buddy.
Oh, it happens all the time.
I had no
My wife
idea.
does that.
Okay.
And so it pulls apart, and there's peanut butter on one end, and this, you got the
I had no
chocolate
idea.
outside.
Okay.
I
Well, we may try that.
it just depends. It's,
Right.
sometimes I'll dive right into it,
Yeah.
but I do like to savor it a little bit and pull it apart, and that's one of my favorite snacks.
There you go. Our friend Brian McDuff asks, what wrestler do you think of when you think of Saturday night's main event? Hogan.
It's
It's Hulk Hogan.
totally Hogan.
100%. Which Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack is the best? Remember, three has In the Meantime. I do love In the Meantime, of course, the former music for the B&B show. It's the first one, though. The first one is fantastic.
Yes.
So,
What's your favorite song from that soundtrack, though?
Hooked on a Feeling.
Yes, it's got to be Hooked on a
Yeah.
Feeling.
So,
That is my friend Drew's like
the
go-to
second one,
karaoke song.
I don't, what's the name of the song? But it's the one where Yanto is walking through the ship and killing everybody. And it's like it's playing this little. What is the name of that song?
I can't remember.
Oh, I got to know the answer. Playing while Yanto kills everybody.
The crazy thing about Google is it'll know exactly what you're talking
Come a little
about.
bit closer.
Yeah,
Come
it'll.
bit closer. Na, 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 na. I love that song.
Yeah, Hooked on a Feeling though,
That's so good.
that's my friend Drew Smith. Like when we go to karaoke or something somewhere, that is his go-to song. He sings Hooked on a Feeling. And he gets the people going.
All right. Sean Brown. So, with the loss to Florida State being on the same night as the biggest hire in program history, was that the science?
Yes.
I think it is.
Even though it is the same sport, which I've said it doesn't apply in the same sport, it was a completely different thing. It was a coaching hire, so it didn't have anything to do with the actual game. So I count that as the
Okay.
science.
Of
I also
course.
count as the science the Emmanuel Tucker
Yeah.
design.
Agreed. Agreed. Another one from Working for the Weekend. What are reasonable expectations for the next 5 years of baseball? I want you guys to look at me. Okay. Look right here. Mississippi State's baseball expectation, the minimum is to be in the hosting conversation every year. Every year. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, if next year this team isn't in the hosting conversation, I'm going to be looking at Brian O'Connor going, what's going on? What's the problem?
So,
You can flip your roster in 1 year. You've got enough pieces that if you keep them, this team should be a team that can host next year. If you can't host at Mississippi State, why are you the coach?
I'm going to go back and look at what Virginia had done
Prior to
the
him?
year. So the year he arrived,
Yeah.
they hosted his first year.
Yeah, and that's a much different time.
And the year before, let's see, what was their overall record? The year before, they had won 23 games or 28 games or 28 and 25. They won 44 his first year. So, your expectations for Brian O'Connor next year are to host.
Yeah, agreed.
I think they're going to have a roster that is going to be competitive at the top of the league and is going to be competitive nationally. To me, it looks like if some of these pieces fall into place with what you already have, it's going to be a better roster than what you put on the field this year.
Yeah.
So your expectations for next year, right away, this isn't a rebuild.
Right.
This isn't a rebuild at all, especially
Calm down, Coach Lennon.
now that you've put in your resources that you have in place. You have this coaching staff. You can go to the transfer portal. This is a right away kind of thing. So the expectations for the next 5 years would be
To host at least 3 times.
to host 3 times a College World Series, I think, is not out of the question in
Absolutely
there.
should be. In 5 years, they should go to Omaha at least
You
once.
need to be in 3 or 4 super regionals.
Yeah, agree.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Seemingly, Brian O'Connor was the number one choice all along. Has MSU ever hired their first choice of a coach during a search before? I mean, of searches in the last, like, say, 20 years, all right? Kroom was not the first choice at football. Mullen was not the first choice in football. I don't think Moorhead was the first choice. Leach was not the first choice. And then Lebby, I don't think Lebby was the first choice. He may have been near the top, but I don't think he was the first
I
choice.
think Jans was 1A or 1B. I think it's
Howland
either
was for
him or
sure the first choice.
Holland was first choice.
Yeah.
Had that they made that move with Howland in
Already
mind.
in the boat.
I don't
By
think
the
they would have made
way,
that change without.
I've come to the conclusion the Howland hire, we were talking about this is the great, Ron O'Connor's the greatest hire in MSU history. Howland's second.
Yeah, he is.
From a resume standpoint, he has
Multiple Final Fours.
in terms of the state of Mississippi, those are the top two hires ever.
Yeah.
Like, because Howland's resume is more impressive than Beard's is at Ole Miss.
Because of who, because,
Yeah.
again, like Howland was different than O'Connor too. He was in the studio. He wasn't.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the
It's a
thing
different
where
kind of hire. Yeah.
we cannot find anything in Mississippi
Right.
State history where and there's not a ton in SEC baseball history that have been able to pull like this. Florida pulling McMahon is kind of comparable. It's kind of like a lateral move, but McMahon didn't win a national championship. He went
Yeah.
to the College World Series.
Yeah. I think he played for a national title, but lost. I
Mind, I
think.
don't know much about his playing career, but
Well, of course, the same thing. It's not, it was different, but they didn't have the 3-game set. It was just he was in the last game. So,
yeah.
also from Ryan Reynolds, what's more surprising, State hiring O'Connor or State finally having a player on this year's Madden cover? Who's on the Barkley's on the Madden cover, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, let me do it quick.
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Barkley, so I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Moving on. Tom Wabsgans, there's no way that's a real name. It's probably because we're always on the other end of this exchange, but I'm seeing Virginia's baseball program dissolve into thin air, and I feel bad. Am I wrong to feel pity for them? Virginia is not a program that Mississippi State has a rivalry with, so yes, it's okay to feel bad for them.
After what they said about the state of Mississippi the other day, I just don't.
Change my mind. You're correct. I forgot about that
Yeah,
already. So yes,
the way
they
they've
deserve this.
reacted to
Yeah.
this,
Moving on.
I don't care. And look, this is their fault.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave that place unless they do their jobs and provide him with the money and the resources that he needed. He didn't want to leave, but that's how it worked out. What just happened?
I just changed where my
Okay.
headphones were coming on so I could hear you a little bit better. Nick's fired Tibbs.
Yikes.
He just went to the conference finals. Jeez. Rob Chittum, do either of you know that someone that knows what it's like to lose to a 4 seed in your home regional twice? I do know some people who know that. They are the same people who don't know what it's like to go to the SEC championship game.
That's true.
And I do know those people.
There were people that I don't there are some people that I know that I was a little upset for yesterday, but there are a lot of people that I've encountered in during my existence over the last 36 years that I quite enjoyed having a bad time yesterday. I enjoyed that. I'm sorry to say. No, actually I'm not
No,
sorry
you're
to
not
say.
sorry.
I'm
No.
very happy to say. Especially the guy that took a picture of my house that also tweeted yesterday that they wanted to hang Luke Chang.
Yes.
So if we can get that IP address, let's get that guy's name out
Let's get him
there.
out there in the
Let's
open.
end this stuff,
Yeah.
okay? Talking about hanging people because they don't make a play at shortstop. Are you people psychopaths? What is happening here?
Oh, he's going.
It's like I like just because you get behind a screen name doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want and have no repercussions.
I agree.
Those people should be held accountable for
I
that.
agree. Look,
Anyways.
Jeffrey Chancellor asks, Selman's first choice, Brian Haydad, was the leading candidate for the baseball coach, and then
That
all
is
of a
true.
sudden, State had to go with the second choice, O'Connor. Can you walk us through what happened? I just didn't like the offer. He wasn't going to pay me in money. He said he was only going to pay me in catfish, and I just didn't see how that was going to work for me and my family.
Is that what he
So
said?
he did. He's like, your salary is all catfish. I was like, I don't know about that. So, it would have been a great honor. We would have, obviously had to put together an elite staff because I don't know anything about baseball. But
Chris
and
Lemonis would love to hear you say that again.
I'll be the first one to tell you that when it comes to like the X's and O's of baseball. Never played. I don't know. I know enough about it to speak about it intelligently,
It's
but
like it's one of those things where like people are like, would you ever play before? Like we can look at what's happening on the on a baseball
yeah.
field and say this isn't
I've never been
correct.
a chef, but I know when my steak is overcooked. I say it all the time. These same people who tell you that, if you go look at their Twitter feed, all they do is criticize politicians. Like, you ever been
Yeah,
president? So
exactly.
shut up. Andy Losick asked us, I was in Starkville visiting my daughter last week, and her friend asked where we should take her family after graduation, and my daughter suggested the older brother. I was so proud. What's an out of the blue proud dad moment for you two? The first time I took Aislinn to a pro wrestling event, and she was just so happy, and I was just like, this is great.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that my teenage daughter would be in there like, bust him open, let's go. I thought it
Yeah,
was
but
fantastic.
Brian's having a tear as
It
they're
was.
pouring gasoline on Jungle Boy over there in the
Oh,
corner to
she
light
was
him up.
going crazy with that. She was like, light him up.
Kill him.
Yeah, she was literally like, kill him here live for me to
Oh
watch. She still talks about the guy who proposed at Blood and
my
Gut.
God. I that's
Had you
what I said,
forgotten
like
about that?
So Becky was sitting with me and she was like, if you would have done that, I
I've
would have
been,
just walked out of
yeah.
there.
Now that guy was walking around the arena
He
like
was high-fiving
he was
people.
high-fiving
He
people.
came up the steps like 10 times
Yeah.
just the way. He didn't even sit and watch
The
the thing.
dapper yapper Justin Roberts was in on that. So
That's true. Yeah, that guy was
that's yeah. Well, you got one
God.
for you got a out of the blue
You
moment.
know, I we haven't really gone through enough life at this point to I mean, to me, like the like proud dad moment.
You got to be a little older.
Well, no, about like a month ago, she came up to me and said that she wanted to ask Jesus into her heart.
Oh yeah.
And so like
Okay.
that to me
I'm
like was
serious about
just
my daughter wanting somebody lit on fire and killed, and you're
well,
like, my daughter accepted our Lord and Savior. I'm like, you know what? You're a jerk.
I mean, I'm just saying like that was probably it, and it might not top that. You
Yeah.
know, because she the cool thing about it is she did it herself, and that's what really like that's when I was like, okay, she understands everything here. I know that it might not apply to everybody. I know everybody's got their own beliefs and stuff like that, but for me, and like how I was brought up, like our faith was like a very important part of our family. So that was pretty cool. I'm sure I'll add some things to the list at some point, but. She has not gotten into pro wrestling or sports or
Yeah.
anything
Maybe
that
she
I
will.
like,
Maybe she
really.
will.
She does. I let her hear Africa by Toto
Yeah.
the other day, and so I heard her in her room the other day tell her Alexa,
To play.
Alexa, will you play Alabama? And I was like, what is she trying to do? And so she couldn't get it to play, so she came in there. Dad, what was that song that we listened to? I said. Sweetie, it was Africa,
Africa. Yeah.
not Alabama,
There you
but
go.
I appreciate that.
So another one for me, it's not a proud moment, but when we were at your house for the Royal Rumble and Aislinn and won, and she was
Yes.
so happy. I was so happy for her in that moment because we all thought Cena was going to win. And when it was ended up being Jey Uso and she had his number, she was so happy. She still talks about it. She's like, I love the Royal Rumble because I won.
I
It's
wanted
like,
her to lose.
I know you do. You
She
had
wanted that
Cena.
money.
Yeah. Jackson Waddell, I'm on my second playthrough of Red Dead Redemption 2. Did you end your story with high honor or low honor? I figured out about halfway through my first playthrough that you were supposed to play with high honor.
Yes.
So,
Well, that's the whole point of the story.
yeah.
That's what makes the story so great is
Yeah.
this guy was an outlaw that in the end, especially whenever he got sick,
Yeah. He figured
he
it out.
realized like there's so much more to this
The
life.
first time I played, I did speak to the Reverend at the train station, but the second time I got the nun. So,
Yeah, I was high honor.
yeah.
And when I saw like what it did, like where like the meter or whatever, I was like, okay, I think I want to be a
That
good
being
guy.
said, I did figure out like a cheat where if you can go kill whoever you want, then you just go fishing and you throw the fish back,
Yeah,
you get honor for that.
it does.
So
Yeah, and then
I
you
would just
save like
I
you
was on a
save
killing
lives.
spree and then just go fishing for like a day and just throw the fish back.
Although like it's the same concept because it comes from the same people of Rockstar Games, like the Grand Theft Auto. Like you would just like it's kind of a crazy thing. Like you're sitting there like I think I just want to go kill a bunch of people on the streets. It was like I think back at that I'm like what was I a troubled child?
My
It's
second
like, I
play
just
my
walk up
second
to some random person
playthrough
and shoot them.
my second playthrough I was pretty good about it. I would speak to people, and if they gave me any attitude, I would kill them.
Yeah.
Like if I said howdy partner and they're like howdy, I would just move on. But if they're like howdy partner, like you idiot. Like, okay. That's a bad idea, buddy. You're about to go
Yeah,
down right here.
I did that too. I did that too, like back in the day and on Red Dead. Like, if you like barely like walk into somebody, bump them, like, hey, watch where you're going,
Yep, time
pal.
to go. The other thing I did, maybe I was a troubled child. If I came across a camp of my enemies, like if I came across an O'Driscoll camp,
Yeah.
I would kill them all. Then I would pile them up together. I would blow their heads off and their arms and legs off with the shotgun. And then I would throw a Molotov cocktail on them and burn them to death,
Yeah, this
burn their
thing.
bodies.
I think
And
you
make
have.
sure the O'Driscolls knew that I had been there.
I think you have some
I might have some issues.
deep-seated
You might have
issues
some
there.
issues. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with
But
it.
piling bodies up and burning them, don't
Yeah.
you?
The O'Driscolls, they had to pay.
Well, we're about 5 minutes removed from me talking about my daughter accepting Christ as her
Right. And I'm
Savior.
talking
Now we're
about the
like,
video
do you
game.
remember that time whenever we blew everybody's heads off on Red Dead
What
Redemption?
was it? It was the Saints Rams game with the stupid pass interference that didn't get called.
You just went and turned on the game
I
and
went to
just
turn on the
killed
game. I
people.
rode to Van Horn,
Yeah.
where there's no law. And what you can do there is you get a hotel room, and then you just open the door and shoot the first guy standing there, and then you just back into the room, and only one guy can come through at a time. So you just keep shooting them. And I mean,
Stacking bodies.
as long as you're loaded up with ammo, you can stay there all day.
Is Van Horn the town where you had the bar fight?
Yeah,
Okay. But
it's the one that's
they have like
between Annisburg and Rhodes,
but they
going up
have
the eastern part of the map.
like martial law though, right?
Right,
Like
there's no sheriff, is what I'm saying.
yeah.
Yeah, it's like
Like
they'll
they
just
you
just
will
kill
be
you
wanted.
if you oh yeah yeah if you shoot somebody there, they'll just all try to kill
Cuz
you.
I got wanted one time. I was like, "What the heck? Like what's going on?"
Yeah. All
You
right.
just ride as fast as you can to get away from them, and then you turn back
Yeah.
around
Yeah.
again.
Exactly. All right. Another one from Andy Losick. After all the reads for College Corner over the years, how much do you estimate Fleet Feet and Ringland and the Half Shell and Flow would owe you guys for promotional consideration? Would a pair of running shoes and a free seafood dinner suffice? It would. If I can get a pre pair of running
It is
shoes.
pretty funny, like that's the read, like
Yeah, that's what it
to
says.
mention
When they
those
first
two
gave me
places.
the read, that's what they say these things. And I was like, all right. So,
They must have like a partnership or something, I
yeah.
don't know.
Let's do two more here and then we'll go to the break. Willie Dizzle, what would you be able to accomplish first? Eating 2,000 cheeseburgers or beating the original NES Ninja Gaiden? Ninja Gaiden was impossible to beat. You could not beat it.
I never played
Yeah,
that.
good. You saved yourself a lot of issues. It's tough. Eating cheeseburgers would be much
We
easier.
said this last week, though. A lot of those games they made back in the day, like implementable.
They were not made to be beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Courtney Maroon, who says Maroon is past pronounced Maroon, as in Maroon is all that matters. Why does it
Maroon.
gotta be? Come on, Courtney.
What a maroon.
Yeah. What is the one dish that if it's on the menu, you will always get it? Fried chicken is up there, but I didn't get fried chicken today, though. I got catfish. Ooh, wings. I'm almost always gonna get wings when I go to a restaurant.
If there is a dish that I've said before, this would be my death row meal. If there is a dish that is fried catfish and crawfish étouffée, I'm going to order it.
Oh yeah, like a catfish Purdue or
Yeah, I forget what it was
cat.
called the other day, but there was a Cajun place in Tallahassee. It's called like Couches or something like that.
Yeah, it's called what?
Couches. I was reading the menu on the outside
It had
and
that.
it had it. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And so I sat down. I told the guy, I was like,
What is
I'm going to
Robert's
judge you.
catfish Pontchartrain? Is that what it is? I'll look it up. You go.
What is it? I had it last time I was there. And my buddy Michael Dickerson took me out to eat. He said, "Let me tell you a cheat code on
Catfish
this
Plaquemine.
Plaquemine."
That's really
He
good.
said, "Let me tell you a cheat." They actually have that at, I'm pretty sure they have that at Walk-Ons too. He said, "I have a cheat code. Instead of the rice, get grits." And so I did that.
That's brilliant.
I shook his hand when
It's
so
brilliant.
it's got some shrimp in it. It's got some crawfish sauce. It's so good. But anyway, I went in this place and I told the dude, I was like, "I'm going to judge you guys harshly." I said, I come from, like, I'm not in Cajun country, but there's plenty of
Close
influences,
enough.
and I've eaten real deal Cajun food. I will tell you if this isn't any good." And he said, "Well, the dude here that runs this place, that it's his place, he's like from Baton Rouge." I
Okay,
was like,
it's a good
"All right, we're
start.
good." And it wasn't the best I've ever
It was
had. The
good.
Chimes is the best I've ever had,
Yeah, the catfish
but
Purdue, yeah.
this was really good. The
Look.
catfish breading on it was what was made it so good.
Cheesecake is another one.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
getting cheesecake if it's
If
available.
that's if that is the if the, if there's a dessert and the
That has,
dessert has that in it, I'm
yeah,
getting
I
it.
will get, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Also from Courtney, y'all talk a lot about music covers. Is there somewhere you found that only plays covers of songs? My yoga studio always plays covers in the background and I love it. I assumed it was a station on Pandora, but you mentioned an algorithm before. Would love to know. So we're talking about what we saw on Instagram, but I don't know if there's a place that does that or not, but I love when I can find a good cover,
Oh, I
I'm
love a good
excited.
cover.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's one of the things that made me mad at the Foo Fighters concert. They teased three covers and didn't play any of them.
Yeah, they have so many hits, like they don't have
They didn't
time.
have to, but yeah, like at
I
one
love going
point
to a
when they
concert and hearing a
announced
cover.
the they were doing the like band by band, the member by member, the bass player starts playing a riff and Dave Grohl goes, "Is that Sabotage?" And he's like, "Yeah." And so they start playing like the opening part of Sabotage, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be great." And then Grohl goes, "Wait a minute, we don't know Sabotage." It's like, "You son of a."
Well, they probably just did that on the
They
fly.
did, yeah.
I was
They also
yesterday.
teased Enter Sandman. I was like, oh, I was so mad. I really wanted to hear that, but
Yesterday, I was playing some music while I was feeding the baby,
yeah.
and Becky was like, "I really like that." It was something popped up on Spotify. It was Chris Cornell,
There you go.
and she was like, "That sounds really good." It was like a Stone or something,
Yeah.
and so I was telling her about Chris Cornell and just like how amazing his voice is, and I was like, "He has one of my favorite covers of all time, Nothing Compares to You," which is a
Yeah.
Prince song that Sinead O'Connor, I thought, did better. And then somehow he topped her, in my opinion. And then, like, after that, apparently he did a cover of Patience by Guns N' Roses. So I listened to that. I love a good cover.
There you
That was a little different cover, too, the Patience cover.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah. My favorite cover of all time is Living Color. Sunshine of Your Love.
I'm sure that's awesome.
It's also True Lies soundtrack. It is really good.
Yeah.
Really good. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, or the Older Brother, two of our favorite restaurants. Apparently, Robbie and I'll be going there soon. Okay. Sounds
Fine. Yeah.
good. Today, as you're listening, is Wing Wednesday over at Two Brothers. You can go get some of their awesome smoked wings, and they still have all those variety of sauces to put on there now. So they've really embraced their inner wing fan. And again, I just mentioned it a few minutes ago. When I go to Two Brothers, now that they have all those different sauces, I get wings basically every time I am there. And you should too. So if you want to have a great meal, I can make it real easy for you. Just head to the Cotton District and go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, talking to the same people who made the sale with you. It's not a new person. It's not a call center. It's not an appointment. Maybe they can be there next week. No, none of that. It's real service from real people right here in the state of Mississippi. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The weekend getting closer every day, and there's plenty of stuff to do outside. Maybe you got to get the lawn mowed. You got some projects that need to be done around the house, or maybe you're just cooking out. Whatever it is you're doing, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has the tool you need. It is a veritable treasure trove of everything a man needs to get the garden, the lawn, the house, the grill looking the way that he wants. Father's Day is coming up. You cannot go wrong. Taking dad, just take dad to Scruggs. Don't buy him. Just take him up there and be like, whatever you want, just go pick it out. I tell you, he'll be happy with that. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or you can shop online at scruggsfarm.com. They have what you want for less. Tyler Hamm, one of my favorite WCW memories is when Dustin Rhodes broke character as Seven, WCW's Undertaker ripoff, to work shoot on the powers that be. Is there an assignment at work that has you wanting to rip the boss man the way he did? Seven is. Do you ever watch that guy, Tom Green, on like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm
The
Tom
Tom Green
Green.
Show.
No. I'm Tom Green, and this is a WCW deep cut. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, he's on YouTube Shorts for sure. He does stuff like he pulls big time stuff out of WCW. You're like, I had totally forgotten that happened. You need to check him out.
I
Seven is
forgot
a
about
great one.
Steven. It was
Where
like painting his face white.
they floated him down to the ring. And I was like,
Yeah.
this is incredible. And then he immediately was like, cut the music. I was like, oh my God, it's Dustin Rhodes. And yeah. Has there ever been a time at work where I just wanted to rip the boss man? Not at Super Talk. At Vsporto, yeah, there were a few. There were a few. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, several times for me too. I can't talk about it, but
Yeah, I get it.
it
Yeah, it
happens.
happens.
It's
Green. I'm sorry, I sneezed.
it's he wasn't my boss, first and foremost.
Oh, well, has Steven ever made you want to do anything like this?
Steven,
Steven Agostinelli, your boss?
another guy that wasn't my
Well,
boss,
is your boss?
is not.
Okay. Mimi Aldridge asks, great question here.
Mimi tagged my other account.
Oh, she did. That's cool.
Mimi, you gotta tag my
That's another
account.
deep cut there. She knew to tag the Starkville Daily News account.
What people don't understand is
You keep them separate.
I have my Mississippi State account
Yeah.
and my Starkville Daily
Yeah,
account.
I get it. Why is Taco Bell selling chicken nuggets and Zaxby's selling chicken quesadillas?
That is a very good
Now,
question.
granted, you can't get chicken nuggets at Zaxby's. They have chicken tenders.
That's correct.
You can get a chicken quesadilla at Taco Bell,
Taco
but it's
Bell.
not fried chicken. I mean, I agree. I agree with you 100%, you know, just stick to what works.
I do want to try that chicken quesadilla at Zaxby's.
Well, go get you one.
I think it'd be very good.
Jay in Baltimore, we've already answered that first question for you. Will Bianco have his job if he misses postseason play in 2026? Well, if Ole Miss follows the pattern they've been on, which is copying Mississippi State, it's win the national championship, 2 years without the postseason, year three losing a regional. Next year they fire Bianco midseason.
Could. Will they do that, though?
I don't know.
At this point, I think it's going to end with him retiring.
It needs to happen like
And
that.
I don't think he'll actually retire. I think he'll go coach somewhere else.
Yeah. Wade Jones asks, how much time do you think O'Connor spent? By the way, everybody, I'm going to go in and let you know because we got people in these tweets in there. It's O'Connor with an O.
Well,
CONNOR.
Mississippi State misspelled it too.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to help.
I think what we've come to find out though,
O'Connors.
what we've come to find out is no matter who the coach is at
We will
Mississippi State,
misspell his
it
name.
will be misspelled.
Anyway, how much time do you think O'Connor spent watching state baseball during the regional evaluating current players? Or do you think he's more time was spent recruiting the upcoming portal? I'm sure he tuned
I
into
think he
some
did
games.
both.
He did both. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's not a problem. Caleb Rhodes asks, what will the Brian O'Connor era and usher in first? Script Bulldogs jerseys, more chair backs in Indy Noble, a national championship, or a player named Dominic Toretto? If he could recruit a player named Dominic Toretto,
Family.
I would lose my mind.
Family.
Yeah.
I do think that we could see some script, the Script State.
Yeah.
And we might get to see the Script
I would
Bulldogs
love to
too.
see a Script Bulldogs
He's
jersey.
a fan, I believe, of the Script.
Okay.
Because Virginia had the Script jerseys.
Rank these child molesters.
I loved Virginia's look.
Oh, yeah. It's
They
clean.
always looked
Clean,
sharp.
yeah. Rank these milestones, child milestones as a dad. Walking, playing their first sport, calling you dad. Calling you dad is the first one because you get it first, right? They
Dad.
say dad is easier to say than mama. I just think the kids know what's up.
Well, the kids just they just have an admiration for their
Yeah,
dads.
exactly. So then walking, then, you know, my kids, I had two girls, so, you know, not a whole lot of sports. I mean, they played some t-ball, but I mean, I didn't take a whole lot away from them. I did. Well, we'll say Emily played on a basketball team. Now, her contribution to this team was negligible. All right. She didn't do much. She played some minutes. That's about it. I don't think she ever scored.
Was she a good teammate?
Yes.
Okay, that's
She was the glue guy. She was the
well,
Brian
that
Scalabrine of the
she
team.
played her part. That's all that
Yeah.
matters.
Yeah. But that team, they won the city championship. And they had two girls. I think one of those girls plays at Starkville High right now. And they had two girls who at 7 or 8 years old were as tall as my wife is now. They were like 5'2", 5'3". One girl could cross over, she could dribble, she could pull up and shoot J's. The other girl was just a beast down low. So we beat everybody. We went undefeated, beat everybody we played. And I'm just telling you, I have played in sports games and I have watched Mississippi State through the years, and I have never been as emotionally invested in a sporting event as I was in that 8-year-old city championship basketball game. Because that was the only one the whole year that was close. We had beaten everybody like 20 to nothing and stuff like that. That game was close. The
When
other
your
team was
kids
good.
involved, it changes
It
everything.
was unbelievable.
You'll be sitting around watching a like a 6U like T
Yeah.
ball or
You're like,
something.
come
Like
on.
I've actually covered like 6U like T ball or not T ball, like coach pitch.
Yeah.
I've actually had to cover that in the summer for Starkville Daily before. And like seeing parents, I'm just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then when you have a kid, you realize, oh,
I get it.
that
Yeah.
might be me too.
Yeah.
Maybe not to certain extremes,
Yeah.
but you will be invested.
All right. Joby Miller asks, who would win in a 7-game series, last year's White Sox or this year's Rockies? I don't want to watch that series. That'd be the
Yeah,
worst.
stab me in the
What is their
eyeballs.
record now? Let me look. Hold on. Hold on. One sec. I hate to look at the NL
The
West standings because it
Rockies.
reminds me how bad the Giants have been recently. The Rockies have played 60 games. Guess their record.
I'm gonna say they have, let's say, 9 wins.
You're close. They're 10-50.
Gosh, that's
6-22 at
baseball.
home and 4-28 away from home. So the NL West is the Dodgers are in first. The Padres are in second. They're 1 game out. The Giants are in third. They're 3 games out. The D-backs are 7.5 out. We're 60 games into the season, right? The Rockies are 26 games out.
It's just unbelievable to
That
me,
means
like,
they're on a
because
pace, to finish 21-141.
like you're still a pro team. You have pro athletes out there, like, and it's a game where there's a lot of luck involved. So you luck up and win a lot more games, but to lose 50 games out of 60 in a pro setting is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
Like
there's no excuse for it.
it's
Yeah,
no different than an NBA team doing it.
yeah,
I mean, wow, that's actually worse.
yeah. Robert Dance asked us, "Do y'all think the fan base is more excited now than when we won the national championship or not?" No, the national championship is still number one, but the fan base is incredibly excited, considering. Probability of Justin Parker and Jake Gotro being head coaches next year, probably very low. I think they both will still be assistants though.
Yeah, I think so too. I just don't see a job that makes sense for either one of
Right
those to
now,
make a jump.
as the cycle continues, one could open up, but we'll see. Let's see here. Also, Robert says, keep eating American beef. You got it, buddy.
We
You
will.
ain't got to worry about us. Rob Montgomery, have you ever visited Murray, Kentucky before? Had an uncle that lived there, so I visited several times growing up. I always thought it was a nice college town. I haven't been.
Never been, but I do like Kentucky. It's pretty landscape there, some cool things to do, underrated state.
I had gone through a rumblings drought for several weeks prior to sending in a question after Lamonis was fired. Then State won the next series with Kentucky. I sent in a question each of the following weeks, which was followed by more series wins. I skipped the week of Hoover, loss.
Thanks a
I
lot.
did send one in last week prior to the regional, and while we didn't win the regional, we did win 2 games and hire Oak.
Counts.
So does this mean I must continue to send in rumblings questions prior to each baseball series next year? Yeah, I expect a rumblings question every Wednesday from you.
Well, it's not just baseball,
You need to
it's
test this for football.
football.
I
Yeah.
agree. I agree. Tony Loper, there's another one right there. That's it. The best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg.
And the dentist. The guy that's the dentist from Seinfeld.
Oh, what's his name?
I forget. Yeah, that's
It's
not
Tim
Tim
Whatley.
Wattman.
Tim
Tim Wattman.
Whatley. Yeah.
That's
Okay.
another
Yeah,
one.
that's another one we do. Yeah. Dr. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. Who would get no coffee from the regional rounds? Vanderbilt, Texas, Ole Miss, Georgia. The SEC teams that hosted, basically, all of them.
The SEC really
Did not have a
destroys
good,
coffee.
didn't,
I
yeah.
mean, like there's some that are still holding the banner: Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Tennessee, and listen, the SEC I still think is going to have a chance to win the national title,
Yeah.
but it has not been a good regional round.
Who are you rooting for to make or win the College World Series? I mean,
Anybody but the
yeah, I
SEC.
don't want Arkansas to win. I don't
I
want
just
Tennessee to
like
get another one. I don't want LSU to get another one.
I don't get the
I don't
SEC
either.
like cheer for the SEC thing. I don't want any of these teams to win a title,
Agreed.
but they keep on doing it. This is the year I think Arkansas wins it
It feels like it, yeah.
because nobody's really talking about
Yeah.
them. They're still really good, but
Yeah.
they're not being talked about much.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do this weekend, though.
Mark Burleson, our family's at Disney this week. Best three spots to eat at in the parks. I haven't been, I've only been twice, and it's been 7 years.
Mark needs to talk to our friend Abby Hunt, who
Yes.
she knows every single location in there to get certain
Mark, if
items.
you're within the sound of my voice, tweet at Abstract Abs. She will get you taken care of.
She is
She is the
a
Disney adult.
Disney nut.
Yeah, big time.
I'm just one of those people, like, if I see something, I'll just go in
Yeah,
there and
just
eat
go
it. Like
grab it.
that
Oh, they got the Mickey ice cream bar. Okay, I'll get
yeah,
one.
they have chicken tenders in there. Okay, well,
I'm
okay.
going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable to watch regional baseball games on your phone while at Disney with your family? Yeah.
I listened to in 2011, I was in Disney World when State was playing the Florida Super Regional.
Yeah.
And I actually was hoping to go to one of those games, it just didn't work out. But I listened to the game where Nick Vickerson hit the walk-off home run, and my phone actually died in the park. But I was listening to the game on the because back then we didn't have you couldn't stream the game on ESPN or whatever. So listen to it and then followed it on Twitter later to see Nick Vickerson walked it off. So no, that's perfectly acceptable. I've actually done that before. And I stayed home the game three. I
Yeah.
told my parents like I can't go to Disney
Yeah.
World today. I'm just gonna have to.
All
So
right.
I stayed home and watched
There
that
you go.
game three.
Matthew Watkins asked us, I don't know if you've heard yet, but R-Truth's contract will not be renewed. He retired too.
I don't
He just
know
said the
what
hell with it.
happened there.
You feel like it's a work?
I feel like it's a work. It's too public.
Well, somebody, Bubba Ray Dudley,
He's been in the
did you see what
spotlight
he
a bit.
said? What Bubba Ray said? He said, if this is true, what I would do is I would have Cena go out and get the mic and be like, I did this. I told you I was going to ruin wrestling. You love that guy? He's gone.
I could
That
see that
would be a
happening.
good work. But anyway, the question is, what's your favorite funny moment from him in WWE? And who are there other comedic wrestlers that you loved? I'll answer the
I
second
love the
question.
little Jimmy thing.
I loved when he went in to talk to Brock Lesnar and he was like, I will throw you over the rope, Paul Heyman. I was dying when he did that. And Lesnar broke character on that one. He couldn't help it.
He did, like, he did the whole like John Cena gimmick. Like he
Yeah.
would do Cena's moves and
Yeah.
stuff.
Little
But the
Jimmy
little Jimmy thing
was so
was
good.
so good.
My other favorite comedic wrestlers, I love the genius. Lanny Poffo was so good.
Damian Sandow when he
Damian
was doing the
Sandow missed
Miz
out.
thing.
Missed
Oh my
out.
God, that was
Really,
so
really
funny.
good. Really, really good. The kids today have a new term called brain rot. It's basically any dumb, addictive kind of trend on social media. Since you're from the Stone Age and didn't have social media, hey, what would have been considered brain rot for you as kids? I'm thinking like cartoons, like watching
Yeah.
Transformers,
That
G.I. Joe,
show's
Thundercats.
gonna rot your brain.
Yeah.
Keep watching
Yeah.
that's kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff.
To any PG.
MTV would
Yeah.
have been like watching music videos, like just listen to the radio. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Yeah. What's funny is like listen like when you listen to those like that music now, like it's perfectly acceptable to your
Yeah.
parents now. And
Yeah.
you think back, it's like, I mean, there's nothing great about these songs either.
Yeah. What's funny is like kid, they're like, that's the word, that music is terrible. And like, their parents were like listening to Bill Haley in the comments and be like, that music's terrible.
Yeah,
So
their grandparents were
yeah.
like
I
their
wonder if it
daughters
goes
or something.
back, like somebody was like listening to Bach
Yeah.
and like, that's not
Get that filth.
Beethoven. Get Bach
Get
out of
that
here.
filth out of here.
Yeah. Mozart, not in my house. Stuff like that happens. But
There's always like this
yeah.
element of whatever is like when you kind of leave a generation, whatever's below you is like crap.
Ford Polk asks us, have I come? I'm gonna answer this. David Hamilton is
Yes.
a 16-team playoff question. I can't.
It's too
It's
much.
too much. Ford Polk, have I completely missed the Vandy Whistler this season? I watched a few of their games and haven't seen anything on Twitter about him. I think people have just given up. It's like he's just gonna be there and there's nothing we can do about
Yeah,
it.
I think it's just got to the point where people are just kind of drained it out.
Yeah,
I'm more upset at the Vanderbilt fan base for embracing it.
I agree.
Like
That's
clapping
ridiculous.
along with it.
It's
Like
ridiculous.
they should tell the guy to stop.
Yeah.
That it's on them.
Agreed.
It's why I was totally happy that Wright State of all teams
Yeah.
knocked them out of the tournament.
Also from Ford, travel to the past to meet your ancestors or travel to the future and meet your descendants? Future.
I want to go to the past.
I'm the opposite.
I want to see where I came from. I want to meet the
See,
people that came before and
I
tell them
want to go
what
to the
we've
future and
done.
see what's happening. See what happened to my descendants.
See, I don't want to see that. I don't want to know what's going to
Are
happen.
you afraid? Like you go, like you like you zap, and you're like under a bridge somewhere. You're like, oh no, what happened?
I don't want to know what happens in the future. I just want to let it happen. I want to go back and I love like history. I love, wondering where I came from, who was here before me. And I want to go see those people and tell them I'm your like great, great, great grandson. And this is what happens with our family. And we did this and this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that. And
All right.
especially like going back to like, I know that my granddad grew up like dirt poor, and I'm sure his dad was even worse,
Yeah.
like in Alabama in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
And like I want to go back and be like, hey, you become a successful factory supervisor or whatever he was, like, you raised a good family. We did this and this. Like I would love to tell those people that.
Where are we here? Brogan Fairchild, happy late birthday, Robbie. What do you consider the golden age of birthday parties?
Early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, like McDonald's birthday
Yeah,
party.
I
That
agree.
was awesome. Whenever like they had the stools that were hamburger.
I'm interested to see what happens with me coming up with a 50. Like, does my wife do anything for me on that one? Like, we have a big to do. I don't know.
My dad had a 40th birthday at my church that was like over the hill thing,
Yeah,
like
I didn't
surprise.
get that for 40. So, all
Yeah.
right.
I
Also,
think 50 is now like the 40.
if you were able to have a hot one style interview with Coach O'Connor, what are some questions you would want to ask him? You know, we don't have to eat the wings. I could just have an interview with him. Like, just talk.
Yeah, why did it have to
Why do
be?
I got to suffer through the bomb?
True.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know, Brogan, but I'm going to interview him at some point. So, whatever questions I ask him then, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Mac McCann said, Robbie went 4 for 4 on my mascot challenge last week. It's my mission to make him miss at least one. So here's today's list. 2 MAIS and 3 MHSAA.
And looking at these,
Here
I
we go.
don't know if I'm going to be able to get
Wayne Academy.
Jaguars.
That's correct. Prentice Christian.
That's the one that and Mount Olive, I don't know if I know. Prentice Christian, it's a Christian school, so
You're on the right track.
I'm going to say like the Saints
That's
or
right.
is it really?
Yeah.
I totally guessed on
All
that.
right. Mount Olive.
I don't know that one. Mount Olive. That's where the McNairs are from.
That's where, yeah.
Where
Steve
the
McNair played there, yeah. So this is what I know.
the
Steve McNair played at Mount Olive and won a state championship. They were in the same district when I was in high school as Stringer.
Yes.
And then the next year was it was Heath Graham with the first of his three straight. So that district in 1A won 4 straight state championships. You know?
Panthers,
No, they're the Pirates.
Pirates.
All right. The next two I know you know. East Union.
That would be the
That's
Urchins
right. And
with
Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko's the Whippets.
That's right. I knew those there. Yeah.
East Union, I think I've told this before, but I want to say like they're the person that like either the superintendent or somebody was like really big into like mythology and things like
Yeah.
that, and they like the sea urchins thing,
Well, yeah.
but they have the ugliest color scheme
Yeah,
in
it's like
Mississippi.
brown and
Like
orange.
brown and yellow.
Yeah, it's awful.
Really bad.
Andy Atkinson, double A, the enforcer. A question about the biggest news out of Mississippi State this past week. Now that he's moving to Starkville after spending a lifetime elsewhere, how will Brandon Walker handle everyone asking him about Brandon Walker? We will get a Brandon Walker question into Brandon Walker
Yes.
at some point. I don't know how he's going to handle it. That's a good
He
question.
had Brandon Walker on the Yak. They had Brandon
Oh,
Walker
they
on.
had the player on the yak.
Yes.
It's
They
awesome.
interviewed him on the Yak.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cody asks, what sports conspiracy theories do you believe to be true? I have a great one. I don't know if I should tell it
The
though.
NFL's rigged.
No, that's not it. Although that one penalty
I think
could.
there is a I think there's an argument there.
No.
Sports conspiracy.
I believe the frozen envelope that for the Knicks to
The
draft Patrick Ewing. I
new toy.
100% believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think there's something to this past draft that they let the Lakers get Luka, and so they reload the Mavs with Cooper Flagg. I think that's something to talk about. We answered Andrew.
Is there another conspiracy? Like what's another conspiracy that people were talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. We answered Andrew Norwood's question. Here it is. Rob Hadaway. In 1966, Paul Davis's Bulldogs went 2-8 and winless in the SEC, with the wins only against Richmond and Southern Mississippi, suffering shutout losses to Houston, FSU, Auburn, and Ole Miss. Could Paul Davis' restoration have repaired this damage? Not only could they have repaired it, the team would have been better because they have property improvement services.
That's true.
So, yeah.
This is just a continuation of the curse of Alan McKean.
Yes.
When Alan McKean was wrongfully fired because people just
people were stupid.
Hijacked the athletic department like people have done forever,
yeah,
wanting their way, it ruined Mississippi State football for decades. Jackie Sherrill was really Emory Ballard had some good moments, but it wasn't until Jackie Sherrill where you really kind of got off the mat.
Right.
And that is 50,
50.
50?
Yeah.
That's 50 years.
Yeah. So McKean's fired in 48. They go 4-4-1 that year, right?
Yeah.
The next year, I'm not making this up, State goes 0-8-1.
Immediately.
They scored 38 points the whole year.
And it's not like
in
transfer portal blew it up or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just.
They never scored more than a touchdown in a game. This was the scores that year. They lose to Tennessee 10-0, Baylor 14-6. They tie Clemson 7-7. They lose to Cincinnati, who was not Division 1A at the time, 19-0, 35-6 to Alabama, 54-6 to Tulane, 25-6 to Auburn, 34-7 to LSU, and then 26-0 to Ole Miss. I've always said that's the year Mississippi State invented drinking at football games.
I'm telling you, man.
That's awful.
Alan McKean navigated a war.
Yeah.
And still got back on track.
Yeah.
And like several of their,
foolishness.
Like they had coaches going and fighting over these players. They came back and they were kind of back in business.
Yeah.
They didn't win an SEC championship, but that team was never bad under Alan McKean.
No, no, no.
There was never a reason to fire him.
Rob Hadaway, in researching the previous question, I see that 1966 Alabama and Georgia shared the SEC championship at 6-0, although Georgia somehow had a win over North Carolina count as an SEC game. Three other schools also had games against recently departed Tulane count in the SEC standings, as well as a Tennessee game against then ACC South Carolina. Obviously, no one would agree to this now, but how in the world was it okay 60 years ago to count non-conference games as conference games, and how didn't Alabama raise holy hell about sharing an SEC title with Georgia over it?
They probably did.
They probably did. Yeah, we just don't know.
There were a lot of things you look back like just
like,
did not
how
make
did it
sense.
Make, how did it happen? Yeah, I don't
Why are they playing neutral site games and calling them home games?
Again, I've brought this up in the past. Mississippi State did not play LSU in Starkville between 1923 and 1982.
Yeah.
And there's a stretch of like 20 years in there where every game was in Baton Rouge. State played 20 straight road games with Baton Rouge because I guess, you know, it's like, well, it's just difficult to get to Starkville. I couldn't have been the athletic director back then. I would have been like, you need to get on the bus. We're not coming to you. We came there last year. You're coming up here this year. That's how games work.
Forever, Mississippi State has just kind of been like,
yeah,
it's always been.
Until Craig Barton took over.
Like, it's never been like, no, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah. We always like, whatever. We're just happy to be here. Speaking of that.
Thanks for noticing.
The ghost of Zach Selman now. Larry, our good friend Steve Mormon. You have noticed, I changed my handle. I honestly thought that MSU would go cheap and bring in a highly rated assistant, hence the ghost of Larry Templeton. But I have to admit, Zach Selman did the exact opposite, knocked it out of the park with the O'Connor hire. My question is, do you think that the crowd that has always held us back in the athletic department by saying, well, we've always done it this way, is now gone? And can we expect this type of thinking from them in the future? They're not gone, especially in the fan base. You still got a lot of boosters who are just like, I don't know if we, you know, what we were just talking about. They're just happy to be here. But that said, the tide is starting to turn. And that's why it goes back to when someone was hired, I was adamant. It was like, you have to bring in somebody from outside of Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You need somebody who has no connections to us.
Well, I think, like, we were talking about this at lunch today. Like, I think people get so attached to coaches, like, because they're their friends, that they're just like, they want access to the program, or they want to be able to say, I know the coach or whatever, and they completely, like, bypass, what's going to help us win games. And I think what Zach Selman did here was he said, we don't have to go get somebody that is like, we've done it this way, like in this range. We don't have to go get somebody that it's a Mississippi State person. Let's just go try to get one of the best coaches in the country that is available. And that's when Brian O'Connor popped up and he went and did it. That was very refreshing. It hardly ever happens at Mississippi State where somebody says, let's just go get X. Let's just go do this. There's always an excuse. There's always a, you can't do this. And I played into that at the beginning of this coaching
You
search.
did.
I told people, I don't think Mississippi State can do this because they've never done it before. And I am so happy that Zach Selman broke the mold here. And he deserves a ton of credit on this. I know he had a coaching search committee or whatever, firm or whatever, and all that. But Zach, if you think Zach Selman was just sitting at the house while they did all the work, I don't know what to tell you.
Zachary Cooey asks us, rank these MTV Unplugged performances: Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. Great question.
Alice in Chains,
Alice in
number
Chains is number
one,
one, and it's not even close.
100%.
I would say I think Nirvana is two.
It is.
I'm
I
gonna go
don't know
Stone
if
Temple
I've heard
Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots.
So
I
they
have.
have
I've
the
heard the
best
performance.
song. Plush is the best Unplugged song,
I have
but
heard
it
Plush.
is literally just Scott Weiland and the guitar player. That's
Alice
all
in
it is.
Chains, though,
It's
it,
incredible. Pearl Jam,
my
Pearl
gosh.
Jam's Unplugged is relatively nondescript.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Alice in
It's
Chains, Layne
some of their
Staley.
best work.
Like I was having a conversation the other day about Alice in Chains because I'm really into Alice in Chains right
Yeah, as you
now,
should be.
and I was telling him like it was so crazy to see how tortured Layne Staley was because they were a famous band, but he was always like you just could like hear in his voice, you could see in his face how tortured he was inside, and if you watch that MTV Unplugged, you can see
Yeah,
it.
he's
He
just
just
holding
sat
on.
there. And it, like essentially just is just like staring down, has sunglasses on, and sings his guts out. I mean, absolutely blasted. And it was, if even if you don't like Alice in Chains, you should watch this unplugged and listen to the music and listen to the songs.
You know
It's
Metallica
incredible.
was there, right? They're in the
Really?
audience. So I don't know if you know this or not. It was on the Metallica Behind the Music. It was right before Load came out. So they've gotten all their hair cut.
Yeah, they completely changed
And
their.
so if you look at Mike Inez's guitar, his bass, he wrote on there, "Friends don't let friends get friends' haircuts." He's making fun of a
Oh,
Metallica.
that's funny.
And so yeah, Jerry Cantrell was like, they're all in their GQ'd up, sitting in the front row. And
What's the best song on that
that's why when
unplugged?
they do the thing where Lane says, we go to the LL Cool J video and he starts playing the bass riff for Enter Sandman, they're right there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The best song on that is Down in a Hole.
Down in a Hole. Wood's really good. Rooster is great,
Rooster's
Unplugged.
great. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go watch it when I get home.
Yeah.
It's so
I
good. I've
have
seen
it
it so
have
many
the whole thing
times.
on my Spotify.
Me too.
All right. Brad Baxter, should the umpires just go ahead and give warnings to both teams before the series begins between Tennessee and Arkansas this weekend?
It's gonna
A
be
friend of mine
such
said
a
that Betsy's
cluster,
like,
man.
there's gonna be a lot of sit the F down in that series.
It's gonna be Dave Van Horn yelling
And
back at
Vitello and Vitello
Vitello.
going back with him, it's gonna be fantastic.
Not like a like baseball purist. Like I'm okay with like some changes and stuff. But like some of the stuff that Tennessee does, especially at their home games, is just too much. Liam Dole's like yelling at the players
Well, I mean
in the
that's what
box.
they are though, so
Like yesterday, Andrew Fisher was like telling the crowd to get hyped up. Then he hit a bomb and he's backpedaling around the bases, beating his chest. Like it's just too much. Just get in there and play ball.
Who are the top five head coaches in baseball in the SEC with the addition of Brian O'Connor? All right, so no order here, but I would say
Tony Vitello, Dave
Vitello,
Van Horn,
O'Connor,
O'Connor,
Corbin,
Tim
and
Corbin,
then do you want to go Schlossnagel or Bianco?
Schloss.
Bianco has a national title.
I know, but Schloss was a
Schloss.
better
All right,
coach.
those are the top five then.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Schloss doesn't have a title, but he's
He's a great
taken
guy.
three teams to Omaha.
Jay Johnson?
Well, no, he hadn't taken Texas to Omaha, I guess. He's taken
Yeah.
two.
Jay Johnson?
Ooh, I forgot about Jay Johnson. He's
Yeah.
won a national championship.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if you go by their resume, Maneri is on the list.
Yeah,
But
but
not right
he's
now.
not.
But as in terms of right now, he's not there.
Man, Jay Johnson.
I mean, O'Sullivan has a national title too, as much as we hate him.
Yeah, but I think he's actually left a lot of meat
I
on the
agree.
bone
I
there.
agree.
Is there anybody that Jay Johnson could push out of that group? Dave Van Horn, I think
Ben Horn's on the list.
he
He's a
runs the
national
best.
title.
I think he runs the best program in the
Yeah, I agree.
SEC.
I agree.
Consistency.
Yeah. We're good.
I
We're
think
good.
that's fine.
We're good.
I hate to take Jay Johnson off the list, but I really do
I
believe
might
that's how
have
he
Jay
ended.
Johnson over Schlossnagel. I really might. I mean, look,
Schloss
LSU
is
might win
good.
another national title this year.
But look what Schloss did.
I agree. I agree. But
When
if
he left, the same team won 11 SEC games. He
I
had a
know
nice
I don't
season.
disagree with you, but at the same time, if Jay Johnson wins his second national title in 3 years,
I think that would be the argument is
yeah.
him, and it's kind of crazy to think that Schloss could potentially be the sixth best coach,
Yeah,
but I
that's
just
where we
don't
are.
know.
All right. Mangum Cafe. Do you see the tweet here? You see
Yes.
it? How do you pronounce that word?
Crayon.
Crayon. That's correct.
Is
Anybody who says crown is wrong.
there
Yes.
another pronunciation?
Crown. People say crown.
Oh, that's
That's
annoying.
psychopathic.
Yeah.
What are the best meats that can be eaten hot or cold? The first thing that popped in my
Roast
head,
beef.
roast beef is good. Ham was the,
Ham.
yeah. I mean, if you cook a ham, delicious. But if you're just
It's
going
like
to
a
have
sandwich
it,
meat.
yeah.
Turkey.
Turkey can be, turkey is much better hot, though. It's much
It
better
is. It
hot.
is.
Fried chicken is good cold.
I don't like cold fried chicken.
Okay, I do.
You must be an Ole Miss fan. I'm just saying. Do you like Abner's?
No, I never ate there. I made a point not to eat
You would
there.
have liked it,
Yeah.
apparently.
I'm talking about chicken tenders. I'm
You
talking about
never ate
fried chicken. I never ate at Abner's. I ate there
in
like one
Starkville?
time in Starkville, but then I found out about the guy and what he would do in Oxford, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I stopped going too.
So, would the Coastal coach destroy Kevin O'Sullivan? He would beat him up bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our last question of the day comes to us from our friend Alexandra Watson. What does it say about me that if a recipe doesn't have a jump to recipe button, I won't even consider it? Nothing worse than you're trying to find a recipe and I got to hear this whole family history before I can
What
get to how many cups of flour do I need?
it is like a way to keep you there longer so they
Yeah.
can generate
Exactly. I know
sessions.
what it is, but
It's just
she's
stupid.
right. If he doesn't say jump to the recipe,
I
I'm
hate
probably out.
that.
So there you go. All right. Tomorrow's show, more baseball. We got to talk some, these, we haven't talked about the schedule yet. Football schedule coming out. Got the first three times. Let's talk about that tomorrow. And plus whatever else comes up between now and then.
All
So,
right.
all right, guys, have a great Wednesday. We'll be back with you all on Thursday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.